with the assistance of Debbie McCormick. Now, Mr. Burke, where did you live in the mountains?
Where did I lived right on the top of it, for that day. Yes, I can get right on top of the mountain.
Near Panorama now, or?
Well, I live right on top of Hazel Mountain.
On top of Hazel Mountain?
That's where I was raised, on top of Hazel Mountain.
Okay, how many were in your family? Was it a big family?
It was nine of us.
Nine children?
Five boys and four girls. Just two of us left, all gone.
Oh, boy.
My brother, he's 78, he's 79 tomorrow. I've got 74, I'll be 75. I live till next October.
You'll make it.
I hope so.
With all these children, did you all have special jobs to do?
Excuse me. No, we never had no special jobs. We had something to do, though.
Well, I knew you had something to do.
Had something to do, and we had plenty to eat, and we had. My mother used to sell these cabbages. She'd sell them by the wagon loads. People come up the mountains and take them off by the wagon loads. Now, that looks like it. It's not so, but that was.
Oh, right. I know that is.
And we had a garden, had a good garden, raised a lot of stuff.
You all had to help with that garden, didn't you?
Yes.
Did you use a
horse? My mother done the most of it.
Yeah.
Most of it.
Did you use a horse to plow it, or did you do it by hand?
Most of it by hand. We kept a horse. Uh-huh. We kept a horse, but most of this is done by hand.
Yeah.
With an old hoe.
Yeah. You had more than one hog, didn't you?
Huh?
You had more than one hog, didn't you?
Ho.
Okay. Yeah.
We planted corn up there. We moved the rocks, planted corn.
Mm-hmm.
Covered corn, find that dirt, covered corn up with it.
Sure.
Right. Put corn over.
Yeah.
I always real land, corn.
Roughly how much acreage did your father have?
Well, I couldn't explain. I don't know, but it was right smart of it.
Mm-hmm.
We had one field up there on top of the mountain. The ash flame could light on. That was the only place up there.
Did you have a lot of woods on your property?
More woods than there was clearing land.
Yeah. Did you peel the bark off of the trees and
sell
it?
Well, some of them did. Yeah, I didn't. That's before my time. You know, I was the last one. I was the youngest one.
Where are you really?
Yeah, they used to peel bark. Cut the bark, cut the wood.
Yeah. Did you cut the wood for railroad ties or anything?
No.
Just for yourself. Back to when you were all you children and you said you had no special jobs to do. If your mother said, "Will you do such and such?" would you have said, "I won't do it"?
No. Well, we weren't raised that way.
No. You respected your parents.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
As long as they live.
Yeah. Were there any particular childhood illnesses that you know of, like croup or something along that line?
Well, we all had something like that. I'd say probably something, cold.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. See, I had what kind of throat tumor?
Mastoid?
No, I didn't take it down.
Tonsils.
Well, Dr. Smith at the experiment, he was a doctor then. And they told me that he was coming that day to take my tonsils out of bed. I said to myself, I said, no, he's not a coming, so I'll take mine out. I went as far as I could get on the mountain, on top of the hill, you know. I simply went up and watched him till he come and left. And I went on back to I'm not a blessed death, but that took a man.
I know it.
Well, I say it would have been after I got old, after we moved down here, I went to Charlottesville. I haven't seen that after I got married.
Yeah. Did you, with the garden that you were talking about, you raised cabbages, turnips, potatoes. Well, how did you keep them over the winter?
Well, we put a bed on most of it. Tried to put in the ground, covered up, straw, hay, or something, and throw dirt on it. Kept bedding and keep them there.
That's right.
Used to be apples and take a pen, put apples in the stores. Leaves or straw, something over, and go and get apples, pollen, and get apples and time to go.
Sure. They kept real good, didn't they? Did your mother make sauerkraut?
Lord, it must have been like, but a whole barrels that tall, and people used to come off the mines if I get the sauerkraut.
Mm.
It was good too then, but maybe.
Do you know how she made that sauerkraut? Did she just use salt and mash it?
That's right. She used salt. Just had a good long mold about like that. And she just do that, you know, hit it. And all the roots. You know, keep it packed good.
Yeah.
Put up more crab, more cabbage, and put it under the sun.
Yeah.
Just keep on making it. Make a home
before. Sure. Right. Did she do any canning?
Oh, sure, she done canning.
Do you know whether she processed the food after she had put it in cans or not? You wouldn't know. A boy wouldn't pay any attention to that. Did she dry apples?
She'll dry apples.
Did she dry cherries?
Well, I don't remember about the cherries, man. I don't remember drying cherries. Dry apples.
Beans?
That'd be my first thing I'll ever forget. I used to come to school. We had a good big old long pot, you know, and cook them beans in there. I'd go to that pot, get my beans, and they was worth eating then.
Yeah, they were good, yeah.
They were good. I'd go to that pot and get my beans after I come to school. I'd go have your own buggies and then go to school and take my dinner in.
Sure.
That pot, eat beans.
Right. How did were the beans dried? Were they hung up on a string?
Well, most of them, I think, boils and stuff. You could dry them on boards, you know.
Yeah.
I dried beans in here, up to the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Most of them in here. I saw some of them, too, like that.
You know, those beans that you dry yourself are much, much better than any that you could buy in the store.
You can't buy beans in here.
No. Right.
I hope. Green and
Right. Would your mother cook them with some side meat in it?
Side meat, right.
Yeah.
That's really good. They ain't good, it's pretty good.
That's right. What was your typical breakfast?
Oh, mine was gravy. That was my main dish. Gravy, eggs. It's like anybody else today, cereal, and that's one thing that bothered me. People had plenty of these. Now, I know this, we had a church up there too, good church. And they fed four or five tables around on Sundays. People come to church and eat the dinner before they come back.
Mm-hmm.
Just being lies.
Normally, your family, would you all sit down together at the same table?
Well, if you all get out of wood, sometimes we couldn't all get that, you know.
But the room was big enough to hold all of you?
Oh, yeah, sure. If we had a big house, it would be a big house.
What was it built like?
It was like an inner house.
It was a clapboard house?
Huh?
A board house?
Weather boarded. Framed up, weather boarded. I believe one part had logs, but we built on to it.
Did you all keep a ladder up against your roof in case of fire?
I don't remember that.
The reason I'm asking...
I wouldn't think so.
There are quite a number of pictures of the houses up there at Park Headquarters, and they show a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And we figure it must have been because fire...
That's what it was for, sure.
Yeah. Were there many fires? Was fire something you feared?
Not many fires.
No. If your house had caught on fire, what would you all have done?
Well, we just not like we do now. We'd go off somewhere else's homestead until we do better.
In other words, people helped each other out.
That's right. People helped, and people went with each other. I mean, they stuck to each other. Two and a half mountains.
You mentioned church. How far away was the church?
Well, it's about a mile from where we live. And we had a good school up there too. Had a good school.
Was the school right there too?
School right on the side of the church.
Was school, what months of the year was it open?
I would say late in about like this year.
Really?
Yeah.
September through May?
Probably September. Well, probably go on late in the spring. We had teachers would come up off the mountain peak, and sometimes they boated down with us. They boated there with us. We had the teachers would boat with us. Over the weekend, go home, come back on Monday.
Sure. Well, weren't you fellows needed on the farm?
We didn't do that much farming then. You couldn't much farming too.
Okay. What did they teach in school?
Well, they teach us like a teacher of whales. You spend on.
Did
they? Yeah, sure they did. Absolutely.
Reading, writing,
arithmetic,
history,
everything.
Geography.
Geography.
That was well-rounded, wasn't it?
It was so.
How far up did school go? How many grades?
Seven.
Hey, darn, you were one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, I was.
You were. There are some that were only taught spelling. There were some areas that only taught arithmetic.
Well, we taught it all. They taught it all.
What store did your family use?
Store? Well, we had two stores. We had one we called Nether's Mill. That's over in Madison.
Yeah.
And we had one down in Sperryville. Esther's was our main store.
How far away was Esther's store?
Oh, she's on the mountains. I'd say 7-8 miles.
7-8 miles. How did you get there? Walk?
Horseback.
Horseback. Great.
I got behind my mother and rode down the horseback road. Before we dealt that, poor Miss Esther's roost to make us eat our lunch before we ever started back home. Get all of our stuff packed on the sacks, packed on the horse leg back for the mountains.
Right. And Nethers was how far away?
About the same. One on one end of the mountain, one on the other.
Did your mother take dried beans and eggs and dried apples to the store?
No. Might take a few eggs if they had them, but she never dried apples or things like that prepared. We just made our own use,
Well, then how did you get money to buy things at the store?
Well, she sold cattle, just like they sell down here. I had cattle up on sale. Sheep. Well, she had an awful lot of sheep.
Okay. You had sheep, and you sold the wool, too, didn't you?
The wool and the lambs, and had some of the best cattle that grew up there. You don't see no cattle like them there.
Yeah.
These old blue roams, short all of them.
Were they allowed to roam free, or did you keep a fence up?
I had a fence so you could keep them, but people didn't care. Father did get out, and they all went together. Most everybody had a few head cattle up there. Cattle don't get up there. Good water, you know, and good grass for them.
Right. Did your mother do any carding of the wool? And weaving?
Yeah, she had an old spinning wheel. I never will forget. She'd make our socks.
Mm-hmm.
Make our socks all the time. You know. Yeah. And she'd take it after she made the yarn, she knit it, you know.
Yeah.
And my sister was, she had some kind of fever or something. She had to stay in bed. And she sat knitting it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And make them socks for her.
Yeah.
And they were warm, too.
Sure they were. All that lanolin in them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can find a pair of socks like this there.
No. Okay. So you had cattle, you raised pigs and sheep.
Well, I didn't raise them, but I just wanted one farm. You didn't raise more hogs there, but you raised cattle and sheep.
How many cows did you have?
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Two, probably, anyway.
Huh?
You had at least two, didn't you?
Oh, we had more than the two. More than two cows, maybe a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that. I wouldn't know.
Your mother would make the butter.
I never forget used to. I like clabber, you know.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Buttermilk.
Uh huh.
Have a spring box of cold water set in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I could drink it like
yeah.
Always like clam. I don't care much sweet beer.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to, when butching time would come, my daddy would build a fall. He would put rocks in, you know, lay of wood, have a good big old hose, and get them rocks hot, take the rocks out of them, put it in a tub of water, and get the water hot. That's the way he heated water.
Mm-hmm.
Butchering that because of water, I'd go kill the hogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you do that usually around Thanksgiving time?
Well, we do it around Monday when it got cold.
Yeah.
Mostly around Thanksgiving, most after Thanksgiving.
You never had any trouble with bugs or anything of that kind?
Not ten days.
No. Nope.
Never what a bug or insects was.
No.
Isn't that spray for everything.
Yeah. Right, we've killed off the birds that used to eat the bugs, so now we have the bugs. Speaking of Thanksgiving, how did you all celebrate Christmas?
Well, just about like
we do now. You did? You didn't have firecrackers?
Well, probably had firecrackers too. I don't remember.
Well, you didn't have a Christmas tree, did you?
Well, some of them probably had a Christmas tree. I don't remember what we did. I don't believe you ever had
one. No.
Some of them firecrackers.
Would you get a toy?
Oh, yes. We could get candy, oranges. I had a room of my own up there, and everything I'd done, you know, I'd put it in that room, a kit. I'd get these toy kits and all that stuff, and you know. And I'd go around sales and buy stuff, I'd bring it to my room, put it in there. And when I moved down here, I think I brought it on out here, and had a room out here the same way I put it in now, the house from the farm went to the other. If I'd had some of that stuff now, I'd been rich.
That's right. Did you all play marbles?
Play marbles, oh sure.
Marbles,
great game.
Did you have much time to go fishing or hunting?
I foxed on. I never done much, but on hardly kept hounds too.
Mm-hmm.
Foxhound, I never done no other hunting much. My brothers in the day was three of us. When I was small, I remember they used to get a start on hunting, you know, if they want me to go. I'd keep slipping along behind them to get away and said I'd get away from the house, you know, then I'd go on with them. They wouldn't want me to go with them, you know. I was small, you know.
Sure. Did the dogs keep the rabbits and everything out of your garden?
No, I hadn't been in trouble with rabbits. Whatever.
Nobody seemed to have any trouble with rabbits in the gardens, and you think that they would have been all eaten up. My garden is.
Never had no trouble. I got a garden right down here, way down low there. I've sort of a deer or two in there and then, but I don't have much. The rabbit go through maybe by all the rules on, but nothing,
right? Oh, you're lucky. You were born under the right thing. Okay. How about visiting? Did you do much visiting around?
Oh, sure, I visit a bit more than we do now. People visit each other more than we do now. They don't care about visiting, you know that.
You walked, didn't you, to your friend's house?
Oh, sure, it was all right up by the gallery, you know.
Sure. How far was your nearest neighbor?
Oh, probably half a mile. Walks around, some down further, some all up on the mountains.
Yeah. In the winter at night, would you sit around and play music sometimes? Did anybody in your family play a fiddle or a banjo?
I don't remember. I don't remember. An organ. I played organ.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a little organ. No fiddle.
Did you lock your house ever?
Lock it? No, I didn't have to lock it. Didn't have to lock it them days.
You're right.
Now
you're
I lock right. mine over here. Yeah. Time is different than
that's right.
You go on, leave the house, and bring back course, most times all right if somebody called or anything. We never thought of this name of Lockett Hart. Because there's nobody up there but your own people, you know.
Sure. Were you all sort of kin to each other?
Well, not exactly.
Did you ever know where your family came from? You don't know. You just know they were always there. Right. Mm-hmm. If, for instance, if you were still up there in the mountains, and when you got married, would your father have given you a few acres of his acres for your home?
Well, he did. I think one of my brothers built a house. Two of them built houses on the place. Two of them had homes on the place, the older ones. We left them up there, two of them. But one of them died up there. The other one was on down here after we moved up.
What did he die of?
Well, I don't know exactly what it was. He was oldest child, oldest brother. But he was buried up there.
When you got a cold, what would your mother give you?
Well, since she put an old yarn sock around my neck and breathing, I had that throat trouble, you know. I stayed in bed maybe 2 or 3 weeks at a time. She breathed for some kind of grease, you know, tied an old yarn sock around my neck.
Did she ever give you turpentine and sugar?
I took it many times.
Did it work?
Sure it worked. Seven times.
Real? What did Dr. Smith have to say about it?
I don't know if Dr. Smith knew some.
Oh, boy. You don't know what the most frequent causes were of death, do you?
No, I don't.
No. But the people were healthy and strong. They walked miles and miles and miles. And they didn't think anything of it, did they?
Not a thing.
Your daddy's source of income was then selling the beef?
Man?
Your daddy's source of income was selling the meat?
Oh, sure.
And that would be enough to buy you sugar and kerosene and coffee?
Well, I imagine it would have been. That's the way we made it.
And how about you?
A lot of them made moonshine, but we didn't.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, a lot of them made that.
Did they make it out of apples or rye?
Most of them made out of sugar, and there was some apple brand we called it.
Yeah.
They came to fall.
Yeah.
Not too much. But most of it was sugar and rye meal.
Yeah. Did they sell it out anywhere? Statute of limitations is passed. They can't be. How about fires? Did anybody set fires so they could have huckleberries?
Well, now they might have. There used to be some fogs, and after that, there'd be plenty of huckleberries. Could have done it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard that those dried huckleberries were better than anything that anybody could eat.
Well, they didn't have to be dried, but it was fresh.
Yeah.
They just been clusters. Mm. Yes. They were really good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a lot of peaches up there, too, weren't there?
Well, no. That's way up on the mountain, there were no peaches. Well, it used to be apples, no peaches.
What kind of apples? Do you know?
Oh, well, it's most of these old-time apples.
Milums?
Milums, pippins.
Yep.
Oh, all kinds. You get these yellow apples like that and just lay them fall off on the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your daddy didn't sell those apples?
No, I don't know.
How could you all eat all those apples?
Well, we didn't eat them all. Just the cattle would eat them, hogs would eat them, and plenty of people would eat them.
Oh,
we
sure.
Never had two big orchards. Small orchards. We never had a big orchard like that down here.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Right. With your funerals, you had a church just about a mile away. Would you hold the funeral in the church or in your home?
Well,
At the cemetery, did you all stand and wait until the body was completely covered?
Well, no, we left. People left us, but like we do there, ain't no difference.
Well, I'm sorry, it's different from the way most of the mountain people did it.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. Uh huh. Okay. Would they use a monument or a headstone?
Headstone, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'd pick the biggest stone they could find, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you all had your own family plot. Yeah. Do you know how the fellows went courting the girls?
We called them like I do now, right?
Well, were you chaperoned?
I wasn't watching that. I was about that because I was old enough.
Yeah. You don't know whether the girls were chaperoned or not. Mm-hmm. All right, now, you say nobody in your family played the banjo or fiddle, but I'm sure somebody around there did, didn't they?
Oh, well, but cool, I have. I don't know
about it. No. So you don't recall any of the songs? Did you ever hear a tune called Fox Chase or Fox Hunt? How about Leather Breeches? Money Mush?
What did y'all play, hymns on the organ?
Amazing Grace and...
Yeah, you're coming. Hey. Mm. Only a long time.
Yeah, right. Did y'all stand around the organ and sing?
Sometimes, yeah. Group of
us. Yeah. Did you have any dances? No dance.
Church and dance don't go together.
Oh.
Okay. I don't believe it. Live for the Lord, you can't live for the devil. It's one of two things.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. When you made your apple butter, which I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I made apple butter. Yeah.
Was that sort of a whole neighborhood get together? Would the women cook things and you'd eat while this was being made?
Well, sure, we'd have to eat, you know.
Sure, right. Would anybody play any music?
Well, no.
Okay. Did you ever have the custom that a fellow would be on one side and a girl on the other, and if the paddle touched the side of the kettle, you got a kiss?
That means she's been long at me. No, you both had to stay on the same side. You couldn't one stay on one side and one the other.
Uh-huh. Oh, you did it with the one paddle.
Yeah, just one. That's where all the sides are. Just one stud stick we call it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, it would have two could stand on one side of it and one on the other on the same stick.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have piece across it. That's the way it stood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they could two stud on it.
Uh-huh.
It used to be a great time, apple butter falling.
Yeah.
Like all of the men and women, you know, it was a big time. I remember that much.
Sure.
Down around the old haze up here around Spurley, it was Washington on the haze. Bought it all night, you know.
Yeah.
Bought it all night.
Did you make sorghum?
Made sorghum, yes, ma'am.
You know you can't buy sorghum like that anymore.
I reckon you can't. No, indeed you can't. You can't buy it. Nobody makes it no more.
Not the right way.
No, no, not the right way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to make a lot of it. Have it with a bow. Like a bow.
Did your mother put those over flapjacks for you? Or what did you eat it with?
Well, that's what you eat them with.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Take some good old cow butter and get it good and hot.
Uh-huh.
Have some with me. I wish I had some of it now.
That's right.
It's a job to make it though. Put that cane out. You know, afterwards, you've got to strip it, grind it. It's a lot of help. Mm-hmm. It's have a horse, you want to pull it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just came by. You could buy it
because it's $5 down. Oh, why, sure. They make it over at Page County during the Heritage Festival.
They make it now?
Yeah, the old way. I don't know how much they charge, but I know it'd be a lot.
I know it would be, too.
Your flour. I forgot to ask you where you had your flour and corn ground.
Well, mostly by the ground. We take corn down to the mill.
Which mill?
Well, it's a mill over Madison, one at each place, aren't they?
Yeah.
One mill up here, this little place up here.
Estes.
Estes, yeah. You see it down here.
Yeah.
Down there.
Is that the one you mostly use?
That's where we mostly come to.
Mm-hmm. When you took the flour or the corn to be ground, did the miller keep a certain percentage?
That's right, he kept his part out of it.
Yeah.
To give you the rest.
Yeah.
The grinding.
Yeah. Yep. Again, you used the horse or a wagon. Which did you use?
What?
A horse or a wagon? Did you ride the horse?
Oh, sure. I rode the horse. Carry the corn down and throw the corn behind you and roll with it. But you take the corn most all the ground because we got a raisin of wheat, a lot of flour, you know. Mm-hmm. The corn's in the mill, had the ground. Corn meal out of it.
Yeah. And then the horse would carry it back. How about shoes? Where did you get your shoes?
Well, I get them down stores, anyway.
Do you know how much they cost?
Well, I'd say they maybe cost $2 or $3. I'd say no more than that now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
it
cost $25 or $30.
Did you get one pair a year, or how many pairs?
Well, it just depends on. Probably you're lucky you got one pair, right?
Yeah. And you'd save that for winter, didn't you? How old were you when you moved out of the mountain?
Well, I think I was about teens.
Still with your tonsils inside you.
Yeah, with my tonsils.
Okay.
Yeah, I still had them when I moved out of the mountain.
Yeah. When you moved out, did the park help you find a place?
No, it didn't help find a place. I think we bought it off of the floor left. Mm-hmm. A man knew the park was coming, you know, he was shocked. He kept asking the people until they sold the land, you know, to him. He's the one got the money out of the park.
Boy, what a rip off. Did you ever go to Skyland?
Skyland?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine I did. My daddy used to walk from Mary Lou Ray.
Yeah.
He'd walk across that mountain. We had horses there, and he said, no, I'm going to walk. We'd walk, and we'll get a horse established up. He'd walk across the mountain of Lou Ray and walk back to the association over there. They had association in Lou Ray. He'd walk to the association and walk back. Mm-hmm.
No, they won't.
I like to walk. I get out there and walk. The doctor told me, Dad's coughing. He said, you got the blood vessel in your leg in about an hour or so. He said, you must walk. And I said, I do, Doc. He said, it's good for you.
Yeah.
He said, you got more blood in your leg than about an hour. He told me that not long ago.
Walking is the best exercise there is, right?
I got it just enough. I ran in and tell you, you know, I was on the farm. I about walked 2 miles over.
Well, with all that walking, I'm surprised you didn't walk up to George Pollock's Skyland.
No, I didn't walk up there. No, was that fair to it?
Yeah. He had a lot of jobs for young people like you were.
I really did. Yeah. I was looking for jobs, not my age.
Did you ever go down to Camp Hoover? Well, good
I
grief.
I never was on that drive. I haven't been all the way through.
Good grief, that was right up above Nethers.
I know what it was there.
It wasn't on the drive.
Well, the drive, I never have been across the drive since it was built.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
about part of it, not I didn't
have it all. Yeah. Well, then your daddy came down here, and he started to do what? What was his adjustment? What did he do after leaving the mountain?
Well, I had to have a place. I had to pay and call and just like...
Same as you had been doing.
Well, a little better, because I had a little easier job down here back in.
Yeah.
Use a plow, horses. Of course, when I had no tractors then.
Yeah. You started this store, right?
This store was George W. Johnson's.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I was down here at Mr. Raymond Johnson's. That's after he died, you know, and that's rent. I was hustling into Washington. Baltimore. Buying cattle, I bought cattle, hogs, calves, everything. He said to me, I went in there one morning, he said, call him over, call me. Well, he said, well, why don't you go buy the George's property? Just property in hand. I said, what, Raymond, what did you want for it? And who's got to sell that? He said it was $5,000. And Uncle Kenny, his brother's got to sell it. I said, I'm going right there and buy it. He said, well, if I did, I'm going down Mr. Kenny, so he'll right there and go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I asked him, I said, heard of Mr. Johnson's property for sale? I said, yeah. I said, what do you want for it, Mr. Kenny? He said, $5,000. I said, well, I'm going to give you a check right now for $500. And I gave him a check for $500. And I had a time of getting it there.
Oh.
So I put that pull, you know. I had no contract.
Yeah.
And you come here, I got Len Lucas, Lou Ray, from the lawyer. He come over here one day and said, Mr. Ray, come on, let's ride down and see Mr. Dennis Johnson. That was the lawyer of the brother Bud Frog.
Yeah.
He went in, he said,
in the mountains, a man's word stood for something.
That's right.
His family loved and respected each other. And this is something that comes through with every single person that I have interviewed, the respect that they had for not only their own family, but for each other.
That's right.
The help they gave each other. If somebody was sick, my goodness, everybody came to help, didn't
right.
they? Well, by the way, did you or your family ever pick ginseng?
Pick what?
Ginseng.
Ginseng? I have, and I've picked since I've been down here. I went off of this mountain right here, and I filled my pockets up.
A red oak?
Red oak. And I pulled my socks off and filled them up.
When you picked the ginseng, did you use it for any particular reason?
Well, I sold it.
Oh, you sold it. You didn't use it. Did you ever make sassafras tea? Your mother ever?
I know it's pain, but I didn't make it. My mama might have. I don't remember.
Did you ever drink any?
I don't remember.
Oh. Did you ever pick for sale sumac leaves?
Hmm?
Sumac leaves? We just learned that they used to use it for dyes.
The leaves.
Yeah. And a lot of people made good money out of picking sumac leaves and selling them. Okay.
What color
is it? I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out.
I picked up chestnuts.
Oh, yeah. Until the blight came.
Blight came and killed them all.
Yeah. And that was terrible. Yeah. Is there anything that you can think of that I have not asked you?
No.
Is there anything you can think of, Debbie?
She knows about that mountain, does she?
That's what you tell me.
Have you any stories to tell us that I... No? Well, I sure do appreciate your time. You don't know how I appreciate it.
Best of
course. Oh, you've been wonderful. I really do thank you.
Yeah, come up with another time. Lots of people just call and just take the fan back. There'll be none coming to another time.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff was high now. It was way up there.
How much did you sell it to?
Well, 50 bars of my kids fell down by
Oh, you said you used to find the ginseng in the hollows?
Yeah, that's the place you find it. In the rich dark hollows, dark places.
Yeah.
You can sometimes find it at a place, really as big as this room, you know. You find a place right there, you can get something.
Do you know how much you got for it? Do you remember?
No, not now, no.
But you'd bring it like down to Estee's store and sell it there?
No, I never did that. I don't think they would. You had to bring it home and wash it.
Yeah.
You could dry it, but after drying it, it'd go away so much.
Yeah.
It'd probably hold out more dry. You know, the clean to make medicine out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was bars for it.
Well, then where did you sell it? Nether's Mill?
I don't remember who I sold it there. I don't remember who I sold it, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to get on it. Hey, that's after I moved down here.
Yeah, yeah. You started talking, you see, after I had this all.
Well, I'd ask you what size you were.